The Civil War series with Dr. James Robertson is underwritten by the Trust Company of Virginia.
The Southern Confederacy was never a land of plenty. It was born in need and it died in want. A Confederate government of highly limited resources often had to utilize blockade runners and contracts with commercial firms in order to obtain badly needed war supplies. Lead was among the most vital of these commodities. The ideal in the Civil War was to issue 140 rounds of ammunition to each Confederate soldier going into battle, but the Southern ration never got to that level. Lead was in short supply from beginning to end. By the eve of the 1863 Battle of Gettysburg, Southern infantrymen were restricted to 3 issues of cartridges per month, whether or not they had been or were about to be in combat. Indeed, so scarce was lead in the wartime South that Johnny Rebs would scavenge battlefields for spent bullets and send them to the arsenals hundreds of miles to the rear to be melted down and recast. Southern officials issued appeals requesting citizens to strip their homes of all lead articles such as pipes, roofs, window weights, unused water mains, and common utensils. Small lead mines existed in eastern Tennessee and Arkansas. Yet, as an official of the Confederate Ordnance Department declared after the war, our lead was obtained chiefly and in the last years of the war entirely from the lead mines at Wytheville, Virginia. The mines were worked night and day, and the lead converted into bullets as fast as received. The old regulation shrapnel shells were filled with leaden balls and sulfur. The Confederacy had neither lead nor sulfur to spare, and used instead small iron balls and filled with asphalt. The state-owned mines at Wytheville had supplied George Washington's army with bullets in the American Revolution. After the new nation came into being, Virginia officials sold the lead mines to 2 Austin brothers. Stephen F. Austin, the so-called father of Texas, was the son of one of the owners. While the mining facilities were at Wytheville, the lead quarries themselves were 7 miles away at Austinville. Lead production was a thriving business in southwestern Virginia when Civil War began. What made the Wytheville works outstanding was the fact that they turned out 3 different varieties of lead: carbonate, oxide, and the high-quality sulfuret, or blue ore, as it was called. The Confederate States NIDA Corps monitored wartime production with General Josiah Gorgas in overall charge of operations. Demands of war brought a doubling of production at the Wytheville mines. When conscription drained manpower from the quarries, Confederate authorities impressed slaves to continue the work. Output at the Wytheville mines averaged about 80,000 pounds monthly. In all, these mines produced just under 3.3 million pounds of lead for the Confederacy. Union officials came to regard the Wytheville lead operation as the most important target in southwest Virginia. At least 4 attempts were made to destroy the facilities. The first stab was a Union cavalry operation in May 1864 that Confederates under legendary horseman John Hunt Morgan defeated. On December 17 of that year, a 2nd Federal force under General George Stoneman captured the mines. Union horsemen poured oil on the equipment and set fire to the works, before galloping back into the mountains. Persistent Virginians repaired the damage, and in March 1865, the mines resumed production. A 3rd Federal attack earlier the next month was unsuccessful. On April 7, a heavier assault by Union cavalry finally drove off the defenders. The lead mines were destroyed a 2nd time. 48 hours later, General Lee surrendered his army at Appomattox. In its 4-year history, the South manufactured 150 million cartridges from 10 million pounds of lead. Fully 1/3 of that vital chemical element came from Austinville and Wytheville. Despite the seeming isolation of the southwestern quadrant of Virginia, citizens there did much to sustain the Confederacy in its 4 shaky years of existence.